Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being part of our world. And after 9 years of the Small Business Advocate Show, thank you for still hanging around with us. Thank you for all that you do out there in the marketplace, small business owners. I continue to be so impressed with you. I continue to be so amazed at your stick-to-itiveness, at your resilience. You work a high-wire net, a high-wire act without a net. You're out there, you know, you eat what you kill. All those things that I can say are true about you that when I talk about how courageous you are and the things that you do. And I want you to know and I know you know this because you've heard me talk about this before, but in case you aren't sure, I know what you're going through. I know about the fears and the frightening moments and the days when you don't know if you're going to make it or not, and the payroll Fridays. I know about all that because I do all the things that you do, all the challenges, all the excitement, all the opportunities that you do and that you have. I'm right there with you. I do all those things. And somebody else who knows about all that is our good friend Ken Lebo. Ken is such an important resource for us. He's been with us a long time. He's the guy who got the 300 incredible things to do on the internet out there. He's the author of that, the brainchild of that, the visionary for all those things. And he's our good friend. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and a very happy New Year to you. Not New Year, anniversary to you.
That's it.
That Van Halen song didn't wake me up yet.
That's right. It's one of those celebrations, right? Well, I appreciate you, Ken. And, you know, I was just looking through my notes here. Let me see if I can find. I looked through them, and then I lost them again. I was trying to see when you were with us the very first time. And I remember telling my audience about 300 incredible things to do on the internet. Let me put it this way. I think it was actually just a workbook or something. It hadn't actually been published in March of 98, almost 9 years ago. I started telling the audience about Ken Lebo and the single book that he either had or was working on, 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet, period.
Well, can I? First of all, I give all my success to you. It's all about you, Jim. But you were talking about the struggles of small business, and can I tell a real quick short story about the books since you brought them up?
Go ahead.
We printed, our first printing was about 7,500 books, and we printed that many because to get the price down.
Right.
We found out later we paid too much, but that's another story.
What now? When did that roll off the press? You remember?
That was probably around that time frame.
March, April of 98.
Yeah. Early 98 time frame.
Yep.
We printed. So we printed 7,500. We sold about 3,000, you know, over some time. And then we figured, you know what? We're probably going to have a book burning party because the books aren't selling. Well, to make a very long story short, we've now sold over 3 million copies.
Wow.
So we stuck with it. The internet got hot. Everybody, you know, needed to know where to go on the internet and so on and so forth. And so you got to stick to it.
Well, you do, don't you?
Absolutely.
But you also, Ken, you also have to know within some degree of reasonableness, that what you're doing is the right thing.
That it makes it. You got to believe it.
You got to look around you. You saw that you're new, and because you were a CPA prior to that, weren't you?
That's my background is as an accountant. Believe
yeah.
it or not.
Yeah,
people
you've
don't
been
believe
a,
it, but that's true.
You've been an accountant. I remember introducing you as a CPA back in those days, and
yep.
And with a new idea. You knew that this internet thing wasn't going to be a fad. It wasn't going to just be a flop in the pan. It was going to be something that people are going to want to know about. And you continued to create products.
That's right. And, you know, the interesting thing is, and I tell people now, you know, we think we've, you know, so many people say, well, how did we live without the internet, you know, before we had it and so forth? And the thing to think about is we've really only had it for about 10 years, and most people haven't been using it even that long.
That's right.
So I tell people we're still at the crawling stage. We haven't seen anything yet.
I wrote this the other day. I said that I think as exciting and as frightening sometimes as we think of the technological capability we have right now, I believe we'll look back on this, say, 20, 30 years from now, and we will identify what this year, 2006, as being part of the Internet's Model T years.
Probably so.
I believe that.
Probably so. Absolutely.
I mean, I think you know how my kids and your kids probably do this too. You know, when I talk to them about the fact that when I was in my 20s, I made my living on an Underwood 5 typewriter typing proposals for my to my customers. A manual Underwood 5 typewriter. They know it as a boat anchor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look back and they said, did people really use Bic pens in those days? Things like that. And I think people will look back and say, 20, 30 years now, they'll look back and say, did you guys really hold your cell phones?
Something like, you're right. You're right.
Did you guys really type into a big box on your on your desk?
That's right. Well, they just announced, I think even this press release is out today, that now the VCR is basically dead. I mean, we still have them floating around, but that's dead technology. And just a few years ago, that was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned kids, and there's a new term floating around for the kids related to the Internet and technology, and I've kind of bought into it. They're called digital natives because they're growing up with this stuff.
Oh, so yeah.
When you talk about 30 years from today, well, the kids today that are born now or a few years ago, this is inherent to them. It's in their blood system,
right,
all this technology.
It's genetic almost for them. In fact, it's like air to them. Technology is like air to them.
Exactly.
And, you know, that brings up another point, which I brought up in the previous hour, and I'm going to start bringing up more and more. People keep our politicians keep talking about minimum wage and how it needs to be raised. The young kids that I'm getting it to work for me right now, You know, we're nothing if not technology company. We sell technology to our customers and my teeny tiny little company, and so when we hire somebody to go to work for us, a young person, for example, in college or right out of college, those people have got to be able to use technology. Well, guess what? They're better at it than I am.
Absolutely.
So there's no way I'm paying those guys minimum wage. They're coming to the table with skills.
A lot of skills.
And I'm paying them as a professional.
Yeah, they know the spreadsheets, they know the video, they
PowerPoint
know the
presentation. Well, and the main thing is they know the leading edge stuff that I don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I probably could teach them more about spreadsheets than they know about. But when it comes to audio and video and some of the leading edge stuff and some of the stuff that's out there that I would never find in a million years, they're the ones who find that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, what'd you call them?
Digital natives.
Digital natives.
Yep.
And folks, hold on to that thought, Ken. Folks, you're raising, those of you who have young children, think, I know that that's another term, you know, we rugrats, ankle biters, now they're digital natives. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Ken Lebo. Here's Tony Williams to take us out.
Something here inside cannot be denied.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Happy anniversary, baby. It's good to continue to be with you, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's the 9th anniversary of the website, too, by the way, folks, and the 7th anniversary of our free newsletter, which you can find there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Still cranking them out. Haven't missed a deadline in 7 years of that, where our 8th edition and first issue is just about to go off the presses this next weekend, and will be coming out to all of you subscribers. So you still have time, folks. In fact, this weekend, this issue will have my classic Thanksgiving Day edition. So you don't want to miss that. Ken Lebo is our guest. Ken, give us your website, please.
My website is easy to remember. It's my last name, Lebo, LeeBow.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
When you go there, you can find a lot of information about me with as far as my press room and bio and so forth. However, it's also a blog. I've integrated a website with a blog.
Right.
And every single day I have postings about interesting technology and what's going on in the technology world and the Internet.
I want to talk about what some people call Web 2.0 in a minute. But before we do, I want to tag on to what we were talking about previously about the key to success in small business. You are a great example, Ken. We talked about where you were 9 years ago almost when you and I first, when I first started telling my audience about you and your incredible things you do on the internet books. And but the, I think as I've watched you grow and sell those 3 million books, I think one of the keys to your success is you were willing to create, to find and create strategic alliances and partners.
Absolutely, and without that, it wouldn't have been done. I mean, early on, we worked with AOL as far as doing books. I mean, we co-branded books with AOL, and then there's a company in Iowa called Books Are Fun. We did books for them, and they sell into schools and businesses. So working with these other companies have been really helpful. You know, I do a lot of speeches throughout the country now, and I work with Quest Communications, which is the phone company in the 14 mountain states. So I've partnered mm-hmm. with a lot of different companies, you know, throughout the country, and it's been very beneficial.
Well, that's the key, and isn't that something that you'd recommend to any small business owner?
Absolutely. You have to find, you know, those people that will benefit from your services, and if they're hopefully they're larger, and they'll help you out along the way.
Absolutely. Okay. One of our top technology visionaries is has told us that that there's something called Web 2.0 out there, and Ed Yordan is his name, and Ed is the guy. You've heard of Ed. He's been with us a long time with the Brain Trust, and I asked him. I said, okay, what are examples of Web 2.0? Web 1.0 is a website, email, instant messaging, online e-commerce. That's Web 1.0. He says Web 2.0, and a good example of that, and that's something you've been working on lately, are blogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you about three things. One is they just had a Web 2.0 summit in California. It just ended.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot of businesses trying to make money. If you really want to, first of all, I like to simplify things. And one, I don't call it Web 2.0. I call it the new internet. Now, there's nothing different. It's just evolved. And what the new internet is it's user-generated content.
Yeah.
And some real prime examples of that, Wikipedia, which is the world's largest encyclopedia.
Right.
Everybody's probably heard of, not everybody, but a lot of people have heard of YouTube, mm-hmm. which is user-generated video. They just got purchased by Google for the small sum of $1.65 billion.
And when that happened, people were looking back at the MySpace purchase of 1.3, and they feel like maybe it was underpriced by half.
Well, I just heard something today that Rupert Murdoch, who owns MySpace, or his company, says that it's worth $6 billion. Now, whether or not that's a true figure, I don't accurate figure. I just heard it today, though.
Well, let me tell you about the speed. I love telling the story about the speed of all this. Our friend Dr. Carl Schramm, who is the president of Kauffman Foundation, said in the 2 years, when he started writing his book 2 years ago, his new book 2 years ago, MySpace didn't exist. And he or either MySpace or YouTube, one of those two. And he said, before my book was published, it had already sold for over $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
In less than two years, something went from zero to 60, and you know, went from not existing to being sold for that kind of thing. That's mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is absolutely mind-boggling. And, you know, related to the, you know, again, what I call the new internet, you know, you had mentioned blogs. That's one of it. Again, user-generated content. But you also have to think in terms of sharing. So, you know, it's photos, it's audio, it's so many different things. And just to kind of think into the future, although this is already happening, I heard Robert Redford interviewed by the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you what he was talking about in a second. But here's
30 seconds.
Here's his actual quote. Technology has driven the world furiously forward. Where is the content going? This is a new exciting possibility, seeing content in a new venue. He's talking about putting film on cell phones.
Yeah.
That's Robert Redford.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to think out there.
That's right. And the folks, you know, I don't want you to think about getting rich, you know, making $1.2 billion. Good for you if you do, but you don't have, that doesn't have to be the way you think about it. It could just be growing your small business and being ready for the next opportunities, right, Ken?
Absolutely.
Hey, Ken, give us your website again, please.
Leebow.com.
Thank you, Ken, for all that you've done for us in the last 8.5, 9 years.
Congratulations to you, Jim.
Thank you. You too. Ken Leebow, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We'll have to celebrate his 9th anniversary as a member of the Brain Trust in about 4 or 5 months. Quick break. Right back with Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. I'm Jim Blassingame, and as you can tell, I'm having fun.
Whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.